And here on Live 89.5, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a legend on the island from Legend Music Recording Studios and also from Phuket Academy of Performing Arts, Gary Krause. How are you doing?
Very well, and you? And thanks yet again for having me on your show.
It's been a while this time, though.
It has, I know. I'm looking at these walls and going, wow, I haven't been in this room for ages.
It's usually about four or five times a year at least.
We've had
a little hiatus, haven't we?
Yeah, I think this is the first time this year.
Well, it's great to have you back on the airwaves with us, Gary. And we are talking about something that you are doing again, putting a great show on for entertainment for everyone. What's going on?
Well, this time around, it's The Boat That Rocked. Saturday at Boat Lagoon Marina in the White House. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. And we're hopefully going to rock the boat.
Rocking the boat. Now, what a great movie. And known, of course, from its music and such a great vibe. And also had many different names in different parts of the world. Do you know that?
It did, yes. I only saw that when I was researching it on YouTube to actually find snippets to be playing in the show.
And then it's like something like Boat Radio, Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio in America, yeah.
The Boat That Rocked, obviously. But
in,
it was
in
like,
the UK, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of strange how it had all these different sort of titles and names. But a great and absolutely brilliant film. And this is basically the follow-up to something that happened a couple of years ago now, which
yeah.
was the Phantom of the Popera.
Yes, so that show ran, I think, probably like 5 years ago, I want to say. But it's probably like more like 4 years ago. And then this show is the follow-on to that. It's the same concept. We called it The Boat That Rocked because for the Phantom of the Popera, John Underwood, we ran it at the Underwood Art Factory, and John Underwood built us this huge front of a boat, a stern of a boat, for one of the songs that we were supposed to do in the Phantom of the Popera. And then we ended up dropping the song, and we never used the set, and it was too big to get off and on the stage anyway. So I said to him, the next show we run, we'll call it The Boat That Rocked, and we'll actually just, you know, use this prop and put it in the front of the stage and make it part of the stage.
And is that happening? Is that going to be part of this?
But no, it's not happening because we're not running it at the Underwood Art Factory. We're running it at Boat Lagoon.
So are you just going to sort of pirate a boat from the Boat Lagoon? All the boat owners now going, stay away from my boat. Okay, so this is going on. And so anyone who didn't expect or experience Phantom of the Popera, what are they going to expect for this show?
So this show, it's got quite a lot of the songs from Phantom of the Popera because they went down so well in Phantom of the Popera, and we haven't played the show for a good couple of years now, and there's a lot of new people on the island. So there's some standards that are back, like Phantom of the Opera, which is being played in a musical format this time, so no vocals, just music.
So is the count back?
No, the count is not back. The narrator for this show, in fact, because it's The Boat That Rocked, it's set as a radio program, and all of the live entertainment are just the records that are being played. So Jayla Shark is our DJ, and he will be taking us.
He's got a radio host or presenter, you've got to say now.
A radio host,
yeah,
sorry.
The modern
he's,
time.
But, he's,
but then
he's
again,
our radio
from,
host.
But back from that time, it was actually disc jockey.
A disc jockey,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he's a disc
exactly.
jockey. Disc jockey JLS.
Yes, and he'll be playing some classics, which will be delivered, you know, live.
Excellent. Oh, that's good. That's a load of fun. That'll be entertaining for sure. And so these are very popular songs. I loved Phantom of the Popera. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
A really great concept and loads of fun, because also what you want from anyone who's listening, who's going to attend, who's going to come along with their friends and family, you want them to get involved as well, don't you? A bit of an interaction.
Oh, absolutely. We've made 100% sure that there's a dance floor right in front of the stage, so we do expect people to be up and dancing, and I'm sure that the radio host will insist that they get up and dance.
Brilliant. Yeah, he can be quite commanding, can't he?
He can.
For
yeah.
a nice guy. So that's brilliant. And who else is involved, Gary? Who else is getting up there? Because obviously from Phuket Academy of Performing Arts is your main, and Legend Music is your main crew. So I'll give a little shout out to all you.
Absolutely, yeah. So I literally only have one cast member from the previous show, which is Colin Hill. Everybody else has left the island. And when Colin and I were trying to put this show together, which started about 3 years ago, finally when we got it off the ground, I said to Colin, you know, our main singer Siobhan has left, and PJ Stanley was kind of the other main singer, and
yeah.
Neil Thacker was the main male singer, and they're all gone, they've all left the island. So
The high turnover.
I said to him,
Phuket.
Don't worry about it too much. You know, as long as we can get a good band, we've got so many gifted vocal students at the Phuket Academy of Performing Arts. I can invite, you know, the best of the best to come and perform in the show. And that's exactly what we've done. So they're not doing all the vocals, but there's a lot of really gifted young teen singers that are going to be showing their stuff at
the
show.
Fantastic. So you've got the fresh blood, the new school, the new generation.
Absolutely.
And also mixing that with some of the older school of generations.
And they're playing, you know, live on the stage with some of the best musicians in Phuket.
Yeah, for sure. And some of the best international musicians from everywhere. Of course, Colin's from Australia originally.
Yeah, Colin Ely Hill from Australia. Mike Mitchell from Australia. Mike can play anything, literally. In the show, he's mostly playing keys. Now and again, he plays drums because we've got Ranzi off the kit. And for a couple of songs, she actually sings.
She's got a great voice.
And she
about
has
time she got from
a
behind
phenomenal
the
voice.
Kit.
And we've got George Cadera.
That was the next person I was going to big up. He's incredible.
Yep.
Man.
So what I wanted to include in this show was I wanted to include some Rodriguez. And George just fit that for me perfectly.
He's got that groove, hasn't he?
He does, yeah. So he's doing a little bit of Rodriguez for us. But then, you know, as usual, his role grew and grew and grew. So he sings, in addition to the Rodriguez stuff, he's probably doing like three or four other tracks.
Brilliant. And also, I see Blaze KC, vocals, I've always known. Guitar, of course, he's incredible on the guitar. Bass, if you can play guitar, you should be able to play a bit of bass.
Yep.
But then saxophone as well. Where's that suddenly come from?
About 6 months ago, when we were at the music school, he said, I think I'm going to teach myself how to play trumpet. So anyway, he got a trumpet out, and after, you know, a few minutes, he was like, okay, I don't think trumpet's the thing for me. He said, maybe I'll try a saxophone. He got the sax out, and he could actually make a noise on the sax. He's like, cool, I'm gonna learn how to play saxophone. It turns out saxophone is not an easy instrument to learn.
Look at it. I mean, look at it's one of the most crazy. It looks like a maze that someone's mixed a maze and a musical instrument together.
Fortunately, there is that wonderful saxophone player that plays with Colin Ely Hill, you know, Kun Lek, the Japanese fellow. So we enlisted Lek to give Blaze a couple of lessons, and he's had a few lessons, and hopefully by Saturday he'll be ready to play the saxophone.
I hope Careless Whisper's in there. I really do. And not just the rock version, which I'm sure that Blaze is probably in his preference of guitar playing. Also, who else have you got? You've got India Wilson.
India Wilson. Now, she was a violin student of Siobhan's. In the Phantom of the Popra, Siobhan played the violin on Phantom of the Opera, and Andrew sang it. The male parts. So because we have neither Andrew or Siobhan here, I've seen India in the studio play that song, and she plays it beautifully. So that was the natural choice to go, okay, well, India Wilson can do that. But then there was no male part, so I thought, well, maybe if I get Blaze to mimic the violin on guitar for the male part. So what we've done is we've set them up as an instrumental, and India and Blaze play the Phantom of the Pop.
Nice. An Ebo there or not?
No Ebo needed.
Right, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe if you bit of pedal action nowadays. Do you remember the Ebo? Remember the Ebo as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful things. Really not the easiest things to control, especially after a few beverages. Anyway, so, and also Joe Barnes.
Yes. Wow, what a find. Big shout out to Joe Barnes.
Stepping up, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Joe was very nervous. We offered her a part in the show, and she first said no because she was so nervous. She hadn't performed since she was in a band, which was probably 25 years ago. But I had her again in the studio, and I recorded some tracks with her, and she is just so good that I said, Joe, you've got to be in the show. And after a couple of weeks, she came back and she said, you know what, I'm really excited I'm going to be in the show. I'll take up on those two songs. And I was all, you know, if you're going to take those two songs, how about we give you these three more? So Joe's doing about five or six songs in the show now. And wow, what a talent.
Brilliant. Like a musical version of Carlito's Way. She tried to get out, but you pulled her back in again. Brilliant. Okay, and some guest vocalists as well, Gary, you've got going on.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got Chanon Serapi. He's doing some rock and roll stuff, some really old rock and roll stuff, Great Balls of Fire, Jailhouse Rock, and he plays the piano. I mean, the kid's 16 years old. He can play the piano.
Yeah, he's a talent. He's great.
Beautifully. In fact, he plays Great Balls of Fire and sings it. We've got, obviously, George Cadera, I've mentioned, doing some guest vocals. We've got Lily Jane from BIS doing guest vocals. Maria Pradico doing some guest vocals. Dasha from Head Start. Wow. Nina Hannum. Man, there's some killer stuff going to be going on.
Masha?
Maria Pradico.
Ah, Masha. There you go. Okay, Masha, I like the name. Nice one. Okay, so that's like pretty much the whole crew, so that's fantastic. Now, you've told us where it is and what times it is going on, which is the White House Marquee at Phuket Boat Lagoon Marina, possibly with a real boat in the marquee. That's to be arranged.
Possibly, yeah.
This is on this Saturday, the 9th. Doors open at 6:30, starts at 7 p.m. Now, for the ticket price, how do people get it? And what? There's also some nice sort of snacky food, movie food as well that's been there.
Yes, so the ticket price is 750 baht per ticket. A big chunk of that goes towards the food. Originally, when we sat down with Wiki from Boat Lagoon and we were setting out a menu, Wiki put together a really nice buffet sort of style menu. But then after a couple of weeks, I phoned him back and I said, Wiki, how about, because this thing's kind of based on movies, why don't we, you know, all the music is from movies, why don't we make it kind of movie style food? So he said, sure, what have you got in mind? And I said, well, you know, maybe we can offer popcorn and candy floss and burgers and hot dogs and slushies. And he's like, perfect, we'll do exactly that. But he's gone one step further, and he even tracked down a really quality supplier of vegetarian hot dog sausages and hamburger patties. So there's also vegetarian options for people
veggie
like
burgers
me.
And veggie dogs, brilliant. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And more people like you, Gary.
Yeah, I know. A couple of years ago, I was kind of like, you know, the lone vegetarian on the island, but now there's more and more of us, so it's cool.
There's definitely a shift. Social networking, I don't know if it's just my friend, but like, it seems like there's a consciousness shifting at the moment, and even people just reducing, which is good. Yeah. But that's for another show. We'll talk about that. And one final thing, Gary. What do you want people to turn up like? All the people are listening.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So the last time around, we never asked people to dress up for Phantom of the Popra, but a lot of people that came to the show just dressed up. So this time around, we just said dress up for the show. So, you know, it kind of makes sense if it's all the songs are based on movies, you know, kind of come as your favorite movie star or your favorite rock star, because they're songs after all. But it doesn't really matter. You know, if you bought a Halloween costume and you haven't been able to wear it for 2 years, get in your Halloween costume. Just come dressed up and party.
Get it on. Why not? It's always good to have an excuse. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Some people just look sort of zany and wacky and love dressing in weird clothes all the time, but some people need a bit of an excuse. So
exactly. And this is a really good excuse. Come to the Boat That Rocked and dress up.
Brilliant. Well, it's going to be a fantastic show. Some great songs, of course, and we'll be playing one of them in just a moment. Gary, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great show. I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy themselves. That is going on this Saturday from 6:30. Be there at Boat Lagoon, and it is in the White House Marquee. It's going to be a bargain for the show. Grab your friends and family and go along. Gary, all the best. And also, big love to Debs as well, huh? I'm sure she's she's absolutely working her fingers to the bone on the computer and going crazy with making calls for everyone to herd all you rock and roll sheep together.
Absolutely.
Big love, Debbie, and take care. That's the Boat That Rocks this Saturday. This now is a song from that. It's Funky Town.